This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The G7 summit is a wrap. That means it's all about the debt ceiling, the U.S. economy on the brink, so to speak. Time is ticking away. Are we going to avert a debt default or not? Kevin McCarthy has a meeting with the Prez on Monday afternoon. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, hope you had a great weekend. It was an interesting weekend for a couple of things, for a big SpaceX launch. A couple of things happened in the world of sports that were pretty incredible. I'm going to talk about that when we go into the man cave, including an unlikely hero from a club on the West Coast that really captured the gallery for the PGA Championship. And he's an amateur, he's a club pro, and he just was absolutely sensational. His name's Michael Block. And I can see why people went crazy for him, and we're hoping to get him on the show in a couple of weeks. All right, so the G7 summit, you know, part of the big deal there coming out of Japan was the fact that F-16s, the president gave permission, so to speak, to have at it. Let's get those F-16s to Zelensky, who was there, by the way, to speak to those at the summit. And it was just the international community coming together, having a lot of different conversations about several things on, let's call it, the agenda. But a big part of the agenda was what was going on with Ukraine and echoing the support for what's happening in this situation with Russia in this war that continues to go on and on and on. So the F-16 is a very, very big deal because of the outdated and the lack of air power the Ukraine air defense system has, and the radar in the F-16s especially would be incredibly useful to the aviators that they have in the sky and can help everybody on the ground. So this is a big reversal in what policy really was, because the whole idea was, no, the fear is you could go deeper into Russia with that. We don't want that. And there was no support from the White House on the F-16s, and now that's different. Now, most of those F-16s are F-16s that we've sold to other European countries who can then get them to Ukraine, and that's part of the next step of figuring out how does that all happen and the training and all of that in between. But that was a very, very big part of the summit. But really from the beginning to the end, a lot of the trip was about U.S. politics, right? Confronting Russia and China. There was conversation over the debt limit. Zelensky's visit kind of overshadowed the summit, the surprise in-person appearance that he made. And so a lot of other things that were on the agenda kind of were pushed, scrapped, so to speak, instead, and focus then, like I mentioned before, went back to Ukraine. And of course, this was a truncated trip for the president because of the debt crisis and having to get back to the U.S. In fact, when the president was speaking, he said, before turning to the important work we accomplish here at the G7, I want to take a few minutes to address the budget negotiations that I'm heading back home to deal with. And then he dove into details of the negotiations. And at this meeting, he slammed Republicans for not moving off their extreme positions and talked about his administration's efforts to cut costs and trying to poke holes in the Republican argument about spending cuts. So here we go again. Domestic events, overshadowing foreign trips and, you know, getting back to Washington, D.C. And I guess he really couldn't avoid some of the questions about the impasse because he was asked about that. And he because of the economy and because of what impact that could have on other nations. And he said, I still believe we're going to be able to avoid a default. We'll get something decent done. That's how he described it. We'll get something decent done. So Monday, that continues, and we'll see if something decent gets done, because it's ups and downs is what it is. And despite the, you know, the focus on some other things, I mean, topics included human rights violations and activity in the East and South China Seas and China calling on China to press Russia to stop military aggression and withdraw troops from Ukraine and whatnot. Again, so much of it bounced back to what's happening in the United States. Let's, you know, put it that way. All right. So like I said, there's nothing to talk about as far as advancement in those conversations because they're not happening until Monday again, even though there's supposedly this promise that it's there's going to be a good outcome here. SpaceX launch, interesting when you think about it. It lifts off with former NASA astronaut and three customers who were paying customers. So it carried this former astronaut of ours and three others on Sunday afternoon from Florida. And it's a week-long stay at the International Space Station. This whole thing was put together by Axiom Space. It's the second all-private mission to the outpost, the International Space Station, of course. And they call it AX2. The mission is making history because you have a stem cell researcher who becomes the first woman from Saudi Arabia to travel to space. There were thunderstorms that were supposed to roll in, so there was a close eye on the weather, but because we're getting into the wet season. But luckily, the conditions were great. The rocket launched without a hitch. That's the good news there. So the Crew Dragon, they're aboard the Crew Dragon as it kind of free flies through the Earth's orbit, and it maneuvers itself with the International Space Station and then should dock at about 9:20-something on Monday morning. And the AX2 is one in a lineup of missions that Axiom Space and NASA hope are going to continue to spur private sector participation in space flight, especially what they call low Earth orbit. That's where the space station is. And this whole thing is being led because there's always one leader, right? The NASA astronaut, Peggy Whitson, is now with Axiom, and she becomes the first woman to command a private space flight. So how about that? One of the customers is the paying people, John Schaffner, who's an American who made his fortune in the international telecom business and founded the hardware company Duraline Corp. So he's part of this crew, too. Pretty interesting when you read more about them and again, this mission. But it's always a big deal to watch the flight, watch them go up and then safely return and then decide where they're going to splash down a week later. Man Cave coming up next.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You too can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.
Oh, yeah. And there's so much to talk about. I was watching this as it happened, as I am a fan of the great game of golf. I'm an okay golfer, but I really like watching it. So this was a story of a big comeback for Brooks Koepka because he was dealing with an injury, and you could tell that he sort of had lost a step, and then he's on the LIV tournament, which that becomes, you know, dicey because there's so much animosity about the LIV tournament and the guys who took the big money to go in the LIV to be not the LIV tournament, the LIV tour. And he is one of those big names. So he hoisted the Wanamaker trophy for the third time. He's won the PGA three times. Only two other players have done that in history, Jack Nicklaus and Tiger Woods. So, wow, in the modern era. Anyway, that's a big deal. And it's his fifth major tournament, and he played extremely well. He fended off all the comers, especially in the last six holes of that tournament. But part of the story was Michael Block. Wow. In Mission Viejo, the fans at his club were going crazy. So he's a PGA club pro at Arroyo Trabuco Golf Club in Mission Viejo, and he really stole the show. Fans were high-fiving him, screaming his name, everything. And on Sunday, he became the first PGA club professional to enter the final round of a major in the top 10. But he had this one, he had a couple of moments, but he had this one moment. He hit an ace in the last round on hole number 15. He hit it, boom, straight up. It had the perfect arc, went in the hole. He didn't even realize what happened until the sensational world number three golfer who he was playing with, the Irishman, Rory McIlroy, gave him this bear hug because he saw what he did. Like, it was incredible. He slam dunked his tee shot on that 15th hole for a hole in one, that par three, and it was pretty amazing to see that. It was the first of the tournament. It was the first by like a club pro since the mid 90s, and people were joking that he's going to have to raise his rates now after the PGA Championship. And because he finished in the top 15, and people were just cheering him on, he gets this automatic entry into the next PGA Championship, which is in Valhalla next time. It was Oak Hill in Rochester, New York this year. So he gets to do that again, and he won over a lot of people. It was pretty cool. He's like, you know, it's like the underdog in the middle of all these incredible professional players. Even Brooks Koepka at the end said, "Drinks are on you," right? So they were all watching him, too. They thought it was pretty amazing, that's for sure. But Koepka was the one who won his fifth major, and he is a LIV guy, so he became the first LIV golf player, which is that tour backed by the Saudis, to win a major championship. He and Phil Mickelson and several other players took really big money to be a part of that, before they even swung a club. And he won by two strokes over Scottie Scheffler and Victor Hovland. So there you go. Meanwhile, another big moment in sports history happened in the second leg of the Triple Crown, which is the Preakness, and that's out of Baltimore. So the Kentucky Derby horse did not win. It came in third, which would be Show, which is Madge, but the horse that won was National Treasure, surging past Blazing Sevens. It was like kind of a stretch duel. And like I said, Madge, the Derby winner, settles for third, so there will be no Triple Crown winner. But it's a Bob Baffert horse, and that day he had to euthanize another horse, and the jockey was thrown from the horse. In fact, going to the hospital that same day, the day of the Preakness. So there's a lot of drama. There are people that are calling for him to be suspended. You know, him to be suspended because of these horses that are dying, right? And I just read even something that, you know, and Baffert was teary-eyed, could barely talk after the death of Have Name Meltdown, who was euthanized, and then was then ironically celebrating National Treasure races later for winning the Preakness. So there's a lot of conversation about horse racing and the danger to the horses, especially because of how many horses died at the Derby and around that whole Churchill Downs and around that whole time, 8 horses. And then for this to happen, this brings up the ecosystem of horse racing and how people feel about the state of the sport because of those other horses' deaths, and then what happened in Baltimore. So it's a tragedy, there's no doubt about that. I mean, Baffert, who was again emotional, said after the race, "This is a business in all twists and turns, the ups and downs. It's been a very emotional day." So, you know, to most people who don't follow this sport at all, they might think it's crazy and inappropriate and don't get it. The reality of horse racing is that you train a lot of horses and you keep a lot of owners happy, and the show has to roll on. And when something happens to the horse, where they break a leg or whatever, that horse is going to be euthanized. So here's the thing. A Washington Post report in 2021 revealed that Baffert Stables had 8.3 horse deaths per 1,000 starts in California since 2000. That's the highest rate among the state's 10 trainers who had the most catastrophic breakdowns. So that's a huge, huge number. And there's always arguments about what is being used, what's happening, what about the banned substances and whatnot. And there have been controversy in the past with Baffert. So in this case, National Treasure wins the race, That's legit. That's what happened. And it was kind of a slow Preakness, not a fast race. And when I say slow, it would be, if you just watched it, you wouldn't say, well, that's a slow race. It's not a slow race, but slow for the times that they've had in the past. But a legitimate winner, an exciting race. But the woes over horse racing absolutely continue, because of what has happened now to these horses. All right, in the world of the NBA, I don't know that people would have predicted, fans would have predicted this. And maybe it's because there were a lot of people cheering for the Celtics, a lot of people cheering for the Lakers. But the Lakers have to become the first NBA team to overcome a 3-0 deficit in a playoff series to beat the Nuggets in the Western Conference Finals. And, oh, yeah, the Nuggets are in that driver's seat, proving that they're not a fluke team. And I think they felt the weight of, we're playing the Lakers, everybody's picking the Lakers, everyone's picking the Lakers. And they had something, an extra gear in them, I think. And, you know, so Saturday night, game three, 119-108, that was it. So now the Lakers have to win every single game. How about that? But you got to think about this. They were in 13th place in the Western Conference with 6 weeks left in the regular season, right? And, you know, Denver goes on these runs, and that's what they did. That's what they did on Saturday. I mean, you know, they went on a 13-0 run, and when the Lakers had turnovers on back-to-back possessions, the Nuggets took advantage of that, and even their reserves, Jeff Green and Bruce Brown, made back-to-back trays, three-pointers, and that was part of the difference, because they're trying to dig out of a hole and dig out of a hole and dig out of a hole, and that hole becomes so big that sometimes even the king, LeBron James, and anybody surrounding him, the cast of characters, they can't get it done. All right, so how about the Heat? The Heat on Sunday knocking off the Celts 128-102. Miami leads that series 3-0. 3-0, so they can close it out, too. We've talked a lot about the Heat along the way, and, boy, the cast of characters, and there is a lot of things that are happening here that are working for Miami big time. They are bringing the Heat. Hang with us. I'll meet you on the flip side.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The Republican chair of the House Budget Committee says President Biden's back is against the wall on the debt ceiling. Speaking on ABC's This Week, Texas Congressman Jody Arrington criticized the president for not submitting a proposal and for waiting so long before having talks with House Speaker Kevin McCarthy. Negotiations will resume on Monday. The mayor of the largest U.S. sanctuary city says immigration reform is a national issue, not a city one. Speaking on CBS's Face the Nation, New York City Mayor Eric Eric Adams, a Democrat, says the influx of migrants is putting an undue burden on border cities and sanctuary cities. Three people are dead after a shooting at a lounge in Kansas City, Missouri, early Sunday. In all, five people were shot, according to police. The White House has announced a $375 million military aid package for Ukraine. Jerry Barmash, USA News.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
I need help with my taxes. Where can I find free tax help?
If you make $54,000 a year or less, you can participate in the IRS Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, VITA, or the Tax Counseling for the Elderly, TCE, programs. IRS-certified volunteers provide free basic tax prep for low to moderate income taxpayers. The TCE program is specifically for taxpayers age 60 and older. Go to IRS.gov and enter free tax prep in the search box to find a VITA or TCE site near you.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Why They Cheat. Mona Emphal is in our virtual green room right now here on Author's Corner with me, Kate Delaney, on America Tonight. Now, Why They Cheat is a novel with 12 chapters recounting stories of cheaters. So think about that. This book is absolutely for you if you've always wondered why you've been cheated on or maybe scared that you could be cheated on. And it answers the plaguing, horrible question, why do we insure, or how do we ensure that my partner will never cheat on me? And Mona knows this area well because she's a jack of all trades. Think of what she's done. A writer, professional hairstylist, they hear so many stories. A loan signing agent, notary, again, lots of people, an entrepreneur. So a lot of people would talk to Mona, absolutely for sure. Mona, thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
What made you decide to write this story?
My personal experience, I have been cheated on, and it was extremely painful, and I think the most difficult feeling was I was trying to figure why, because I felt that I'm a good woman, I'm doing everything I'm supposed to do for my partner, and I'm loyal, and I felt that that was supposed to protect me from being cheating on, and it didn't. And just wondering why was, I think, so painful, because it was a daily reminder. Kind of, I've been betrayed. I was a failure as a woman or in my relationship. So I always wanted to know why, but like I started research, you know, online and in different area, all the books and trying to read, but I never found like a specific answer to my case. I also had a lot of clients come and get their hair done over the course of 20 years, you know, telling me about their own issues. And it was the same thing. Everybody come to say, I really don't know why, you know, that happened to me. And so I decided to bring closure to so many people. So far, I was only able to get 12 different reasons, but at least it was more than I ever was able to find when I was going through my pain and suffering.
Did you find that out with the other people that you talked to, that it was the why, and was it them, and that questions that just rattle around in your head? Did you find the same thing in the stories?
Yes, it was really what bother people. Like in life, we are willing to experience something. We understand that, you know, I may start this, it may work, it may not work out for me, but at least you want to kind of understand what went wrong. So you know, it gave you a chance when you start it again or when you open up again to maybe have a feeling that, okay, I'm more equipped for this relationship. But when you really don't know, it really closes a lot of people scared to start again, scared to trust again, scared to open, you know, scared to open a relationship or start again. And it really not fair for the next person coming into your life, because you still so, you know, disappointed or so afraid or so unsure of what to do next. So, yes, it was really what bothered people, because once you decide to move on to the next step of your life, you really don't know where to go, where to start, and how to. So that's why it's been very important in people's life that has been cheating on.
Oh, no kidding, because then, you know, life is short, and if you don't heal or don't know why, then you're afraid, like you said, to take those chances, and you miss out on the opportunity of finding love. We won't tell everybody all the stories, because, of course, you can get the book on Amazon or Barnes & Noble, Why They Cheat, but give us one of the stories from the book.
Wow, okay, I don't know which one I'm going to pick. Okay, so one story, for example, I think I'm going to just pick the first one. It was, so let's say a story of a couple that it was a young lady just was introduced to a gentleman that she walked with by a common coworker. And they just started pretty much a normal relationship, dating and moved together and have a kid. Before they had the kids, the lady was very, you know, devoted to the man. They come home, she make dinner, they do everything together. And, you know, they have time to hang out and get to know each other. It was a beautiful relationship. And, of course, she got pregnant and everybody's excited. She's about to have a baby. And once she had the baby, it was a couple complication for her. And she has to stay in bed. You know, it took time after you give birth to get yourself together. And for the man, he felt that she changed, you know. She wasn't making dinner anymore. She wasn't looking sexy and beautiful when it comes to work. The house was a mess. The baby cried all night. So he needed a break, you know. And he felt that she changed, you know. She totally changed to him. It was not the same woman that he fell in love with. She was irritating and she was not funny anymore. It was totally a different person. So it started to go to work, you know, a little bit sad, and then he gets another woman that, of course, realized that it was not the same. And, you know, hey, what's going on? And, well, you know, at home is not the same. I'm not happy. My wife is, you know, since the baby, you know, came, she totally changed. And, well, of course, he ended up cheating because the other lady had time for him, and she offered him comfort, and she smelled good, and when he spent the night over there, he is rested. So it was basically something that that was working for him at the moment. And when, you know, the wife found out, you know, why I have been cheating on, it's not because she was a bad woman. It's not because she changed. It was just that he has an issue. As a man, he was raised by a single mom, and he has, she was used to do everything for him, and he expected that in any relationship that he entered in. And when he doesn't get this no more, it's not happy. So he's looking for a next fit, and it's looking. So it's not because she fell him as a woman; it's because of the type of man that he was. It's not because he wasn't grateful, or it's because he was a bad man. But that's what he's looking for, you know, for his personal happiness. So, you know,
wow. So
like
what
that.
What a story, yeah. So here's a question: in that situation, you laid it out beautifully, and you talk more about it in your book. How does it end up? Do they divorce?
Well, you know, of course they divorced. He met this woman, and she ended up having a baby, and the story repeat himself. So.
Wow. There's a lesson in that. I like you say that the story repeated itself. So you've said this in our conversation, but when people read your book, what do you hope that they walk away with?
I want really the reader to walk away with the feeling of, you know, a calm and peace in the heart, because that's, understand, you know, what's happened, help you really, you know, go through your healing journey. So for me, it's really that peace in mind and that calm and that answer, you know, that closure. There you go. That's what I was looking for. They can walk away with the closure and be able to, you know, go through the healing journey in peace and be able to, you know, move on with their life and at least feel more secure, you know, for the next step.
How much did this help you in writing this, telling the stories? Was it kind of cathartic for you?
It was a very good thing for me because I went through a serious depression. I had to, you know, see a lot of psychologists and you know, I went through a very dark time after that happened to me. But be able to write and be able to also remember, hey, you're not alone. You know, this thing happened to a lot of people. It's not because you're bad. It's not because you're a failure. It's not because you're less than a woman. It's not because the other woman is better than you. You know, so he helped me rebuild my self-esteem, build my security. You know, as a woman, I feel more, more strong, you know, more assertive. You know, I know what I want, what I'm looking for. I'm no longer afraid to ask questions, you know, and I'm not afraid to receive answers because I learned that it's better to have all my pieces in the beginning, get all my red flag, you know, already out before, you know, I engage myself in and get so much more of me in, you know, in my next relationship. So it really helps me avoid a lot of mistakes and definitely made me a better person and a better woman and more sensitive to so many other aspects, you know, of life.
Yeah, and hopefully that'll help other people with the same thing, why they cheat. Mona M. Fall, thank you so much for coming on.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you so much for having me. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Kate. I love you.
The The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Leonard Heflick joins us, and he's written a book called Live As Long As You Dare, A Journey to Gain Health, Vibrant Years, and it is it's a game changer, definitely. And we've talked to him in the past, and I'll tell you what, when you talk to Leonard, you feel like you can climb Mount Kilimanjaro. I'm serious. So, Leonard, thanks so much for coming on.
My pleasure. Thank you, Kate, for having me.
So this book, tell us about why you wrote it and what you want people to take away from reading it.
Well, I wrote it because I retired 5 years ago. I spent my career in the food industry, so I'm pretty well read on nutrition and diet and exercise and such and the impact those have on your health. And I looked around my friends and family and myself, too, and my conclusion was that these people were not very healthy and that they were on their way to an early demise that was totally unnecessary. So I started doing some research into it and read a lot. And what's wonderful about today is there's so much information available and much of it for free, although I had to pay for a lot of it. It doesn't matter. Anyway, there's so much information that we don't know about, and it shocked me, even as a career professional. So how can we expect, you know, regular people who don't deal with this stuff every day, are not deeply involved in the science of it, how can we expect them to be aware? And the answer is they're not. And, you know, the media does not do a very good job of educating us about information and studies that are out there. I hear all the time these conspiracy theories. Oh, well, you know, the drug industry doesn't want us to know that eating a high-fiber diet will reduce your blood pressure. Well, maybe they don't want us to know, but it took me 30 seconds to find that study on Google Scholar.
Yes, boy, it shows you. And you, your book is filled with gems like that. And one of the things I like that you talk about right from the get-go is to just, I think people get overwhelmed, too, and they have excuses for why they can't implement something. And you say, just make a change a week.
That's right. But we look at ourselves where we are now, and we project where we'd like to be, and the gap is quite large. And we say it's too big of a jump. I don't know how to make that leap. It's too far. So we end up doing nothing. And that's a big mistake. So the trick is, as you said, any big intractable problem, the way to solve it is to break it up into little pieces, make it easy, make it even a game, and add these little changes to your lifestyle. And I emphasize, and I'll emphasize over and over again in my book, the fact that this is a lifestyle change, not something that you change for a week or a month or 3 months, not the exercise of the month club. No, this is something you're going to add these little changes to your lifestyle and then keep them there for the rest of your life. And whether you're 25 or 85, it doesn't really matter that much. Meaning there's something you can do. You can improve. You can get better. You can be better. And there's no reason not to try. And that's why the book is called Live As Long As You Dare, because you have to dare. You have to want to.
Yeah. I love that. You're right. I love that. Live as long as you dare. All right, so you're not going to tell us everything, but give us a couple of tips that people listening right now can, while they're waiting for the book to arrive at their house, that they can put to good use.
Okay. Well, I start the book off with attitude. Okay. Very important to have a positive attitude and to have a vision. Regardless of your age, you should have a personal vision. And, you know, usually when we talk about something that's 2-3 weeks or a month, we don't call it a vision, we call it a goal. Okay, that's good. I have a goal. You need some goals for what you're going to accomplish in the next couple weeks, next month. How about the next year? How about the next 3 years, 5 years? How about 50 years? Okay, I'm 68 years old right now, and I tell my daughter I want to live for another 50. And she rolls her eyes, and then she watches me and what I'm doing and the impact it's having on my health. And now she's worried because she thinks I might actually do it. So you can do it. The point is, have a vision for where you want to go and what you want to achieve. If you have a longer term vision, especially when you get older, like me, so 68, I say, well, gee, I'm not going to take on that project of writing that book or taking that trip. It's too much. I'm too old for that. Well, if I don't have that, change it around and say, well, gee, I'm going to live another 20, 30, 50 years, 50 years. I got plenty of time. Why wouldn't I start writing that book? Why wouldn't I take that extra course? Why am I not learning how to speak French? Why not? And I emphasize in the book as well that the proper question for us at our age is not why anymore. Why was great when we were 5 years old? The right question today is why not? Why am I not doing this? So I start with there, attitude and vision and having a plan for where I want to, what I want to achieve while I'm here. And then we talk about activity and how to be active, productively active, not painfully active. Pain is usually a sign that we're doing something wrong. We should listen to our bodies when our bodies hurt. There's a reason why they hurt. Don't just ignore it. But it's pain, no gain, nonsense. There's a teeny bit of truth to it when it comes to muscles, meaning muscular pain is an ache. That's leg pain, okay? But when your joints and are hurting, that's bad pain. You have to be able to differentiate between those two, and you don't want to go there. We want to be able to increase our capability every month, week, year, as opposed to allowing it to decline. Make it play. Make it fun. If you don't like doing something, you're not going to do it. So find an exercise or a routine that you actually enjoy doing. You're likely to do it much more. Talk about food. There's so much misinformation out there about food. Good foods and bad foods. Good diet. diets, bad diets, and most of it is either obsolete or absolutely wrong scientifically. I won't go into all the details, but the biggest takeaway I would give you is that bigger issue for us is not what we eat, it's how much we eat. That's the bigger issue. I'm not saying that you should avoid sugar. Yes, avoid sugar. Moderate your carbs. Yes, carbs should be taken in balance with your activity level. If you're inactive, carb level, carb intake should be low. If you're very active, like a marathon runner, you better be eating bowls and bowls of pasta or you're literally going to starve yourself to death. So carbs in balance with activity, sugar as low as you can. We don't need any sugar, okay? And incorporate good foods that contain fiber and antioxidants into your diet. That's critical. And, you know, it's so easy to do. Turmeric is a very nice spice. It's mild, very high in antioxidants. Why not put a little turmeric in your oatmeal in the morning? Why not wear a cocoa powder? Also very high in antioxidants. How about when you make that stir fry tonight with rice and whatever else you cook, the vegetables, why not throw a tablespoon of turmeric in there? You can do it. When you make mashed potatoes, put some turmeric in it. Or if you're making mashed sweet potatoes, put some turmeric in it. That's just one example. You can add turmeric to your diet and keep it there virtually every day for the rest of your life. And it's not hard, not painful, and actually it's fun. It's delicious.
Wow, so that's
actually,
great
we have to take care
tip.
Of ourselves. We have to learn how to take care of ourselves in ways we've never done before. I call it extreme self-care. You start by observing. Look at your body. Look in the mirror. Look in the scale. Listen to it. How's it feel? Observe. And then be aware. What does that mean? What is my body trying to tell me? Okay? And then do something about it. Okay? If I have a little too much belly fat, okay, what can I do about that? Let's go find out. There are some steps you can take. Actually, it's going to be easy ones that will help you get rid of that. It doesn't happen overnight. And that's part of the problem. People expect you to close. Well, it's not going to happen. It took a long time for that belly fat to get there. It's going to take a little while to get rid of it, but you can do it. The trick is to break it up into little pieces into the game. I give the readers 101 little changes that you can make in your life, in your lifestyle, that are going to improve your health, help you live longer and healthier.
Oh, I love that. 101 little changes.
And I
yeah.
suggest making one change a week. Not hard. It's easy.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's just, you got to get that mindset. So good. So good. And this is a perfect time for people to do this because we start to assess what's going on in our lives as we get to the beginning of the next year. And here we are at this point. So this is a great time for this. Again, the book is Live As Long As You Dare. I think you're going to live to be, who knows how old, Leonard. A Journey to Gain Health, Vibrant Years. For sure. Like I said, you can get it on Amazon or B&N, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. Leonard, thanks so much for coming on again.
Thank you, Kate. Thanks for having me. All the best and live as long as you dare, guys.
Yeah, absolutely. And thanks for listening to this conversation. Make it count, everybody.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com, 818-965-9113.
drinksupertea.com.